Live from Royal Liverpool on 87.7 FM and across the world on opengolf.com, this is At The Open Radio.
On a dramatic and enthralling final day at Royal Liverpool, Rory McIlroy has finally got his hands on the claret jug.
He's your champion golfer for 2014, Rory McIlroy. At last, he can enjoy the moment. Punches the air, his first ever Open Championship, and there will be more.
Magic McIlroy led all weekend, but the field didn't make it easy for him.
Right to left, and in it goes! In it goes, an eagle for Sergio Garcia on the par 5, 10th. And would you believe it, he goes to 14 under. He really is rolling along.
Ball's on its way. Is it going? No, he does. Yes, he loves it. Ricky Fowler makes three.
I think you'd agree, it's been a stunning 4 days of golf. So much to look back on here at the Open Radio. Yes, it's At The Open Radio. I'm Richard Kaufman. We'll be looking back at an amazing 143rd Open Championship. We'll hear from the champion, Rory McIlroy, from Sergio Garcia, Tiger Woods, many more, and we'll reveal the shot of the championship. Joining me in our commentary box to look back on the final day of the championship itself here at Hoy Lake are Robert Lee, Gordon Brown Jr. and Paul Eales. Gordon, a stunning day out there today.
A stunning day of golf, a stunning day of crowds, and a stunning golf course to play on as well. It was nervy. We were nervous at some time. The people trying to catch him were making a good effort, but Rory just stood firm and did the right things at the right moment.
Let's remind you, he started the final round with a six-shot lead. Paul Eales, you were watching the group of Dustin Johnson and Sergio Garcia. They were looking to catch him. Sergio started off really well. But where were you when the cheers happened and Rory birdied the first and suddenly the gap was seven?
Well, that's right. But Sergio could only do what Sergio could do. He couldn't control what Rory was doing. He tried to put some birdies on. He threw a lot of birdies at the start of the round. He gave himself a platform. Then he eagled 10. Bang, we're in it. The gap was getting closer and closer, but Rory always had it in hand.
No one got to within two shots. It was Sergio with that eagle to get to 14 under par that got to within two shots. Rory McIlroy had a little stumble, didn't he, Robert? The bogey at 5, the bogey at 6, and then he went in the bunker at 7, and you thought, hello?
Yeah, it was from the seventh hole. That bunker was not the place to go. And if he hadn't have up and downed it, you know, bogey at 6, bogey at 7, let one go. Bogey at 5, bogey at 6, let one go at 7. You just never know. I mean, golf is like that. You're on a knife edge the whole time. You're 1 centimetre from being in complete control of what you're doing, or 1 centimetre on thinking, my goodness, this is slipping away. That's what it's like. But he played the most deft, gorgeous, soft-handed bunker shot. Stiffed it, didn't have to worry about the putt, and then moved on to 8, hit a great second shot in there, nearly made the putt, and then he birdies 9 and 10.
It did look like it was going to be an error on 7 because he had actually driven the ball in the right-hand rough. It wasn't that difficult a shot, and as I think one of them said, just knock it to 25 foot, and it popped it up left, hit the top of the lip, and I thought, oh dear, what's happening here? But it was superb from there in.
Yeah, he made the all-important birdie at the 16th. He had a 3-shot lead with 2 holes left today. Putters good enough for him with Sergio and Ricky only able to make birdies at the last 2 holes. Ricky Fowler, of course, in that final group. Robert tried to push him. You just didn't feel he was on top of his game necessarily, but he still managed to find a way of getting the ball in the hole. And he shot a 67 out there.
A great 67 from Ricky Fowler, because on the odd occasion where he put his game under stress, he came up with a brilliant pitch and a putt from 7 or 8 feet to save himself. I thought he was terrific. I mean, I think Ricky Fowler showed everybody over, particularly his performances at the majors this year, that, you know, he's a big-time player.
So let's remind you how it finished then. 71 from Rory McIlroy, 17 under par. Sergio Garcia with a 66 and Ricky Fowler with a 67, tied for second at 15 under par, with Jim Furyk with a 65 at 13 under par. The win for Rory McIlroy means Only Tiger and Jack, I'm talking about, of course, Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus, have won their first three majors at a younger age. And he's the first player from Europe to win three different majors since the Masters was founded in 1934. An historical day at the Open at Hoylake. It was McIlroy's championship from day one. This was glory for Rory.
On a tee from Northern Ireland, Rory McIlroy.
I feel as prepared as I ever have coming into an Open Championship.
What a shot from Rory McIlroy. Don't think the crowd don't want him to win.
And it's a glorious golf shot. It's straight at the target.
Our nails. The young man from Northern Ireland is now 8 under par here.
How about that, Rory? You've certainly put the Friday nightmares to bed with that one.
Yeah, I have. I played really well.
People's champion, and Rory has got the driver. Seemed to like it. Rory's picked up the tee. I've got to think this is perfect.
Well, can they catch him? That's the question. We'll find out this afternoon. Ricky Fowler makes three. He goes to 11.
Right to left, and in it goes! In it goes! An eagle for Sergio Garcia.
Smashes this. This is a brilliant shot. Just a brilliant strike. Right in the middle of the fairway. Fantastic. Rory McIlroy. Beautiful tee shot. 2 iron. Old head, young shoulders, big occasion, hasn't wavered one little bit. He's your champion golfer for 2014, Rory McIlroy. At last he can enjoy the moment. Punches the air, chucks the ball into the crowd. That's a fantastic memento for somebody. His first ever Open Championship, and there will be more.
The winner of the gold medal and the champion golfer of the year is Rory McIlroy.
Yes, a wire-to-wire victory for Rory McIlroy. Led from day one after that 66. The questions after the Friday horrors this year. No horrors here, was there? Another 66, followed by the 68 that gave him a six-shot lead. He was caught at one stage during that third round by Ricky Fowler, but he pushed on with those two eagles at 16 and 18, and then the 71 that saw him home on day four. He refused to waver. Let's hear from our new Open champion.
Thank you to the R&A for putting on such a great championship. The Open is the one that we all want, the one that we all strive for, and to be able to hold this Clara jug is an incredible feeling. So thank you for everything you do for golf and for development of golf. And, you know, the R&A is a great organization, and I'm glad to be their champion this year. Also, these two guys at the end of the queue here, Ricky and Sergio, you know, well done for putting up such a great fight. It was a pleasure to play with you today, Ricky, and I'm no doubt with the way your major record is this year, your time will come, and definitely with Sergio, two of the best players in the world. And I just can't wait to get back and defend this thing at St Andrews next year. Thank you very much.
McIlroy's winning speech there, Gordon. Where does he rank then? I've given you a few things about, you know, the youngest, apart from Tiger and Jack, to win three. Where does he rank? Where does he go?
He's the best player in the world for me. The way he drives the ball, he reduces golf courses to, you know, driving pitch sometimes. He's brilliant off the tee, and today he was brilliant around the green. Where he goes from here is, as I think Robert said, as soon as he threw the ball in to the crowd, more. Now, whether, you know, you would have to say, is he going to do 10? Is he going to do 14? He's got the talent to blow the field away. It's just all in his own hands. And when you think about the year he's had, about the split with the girlfriend and all that, it doesn't seem to have mattered at all. He's got the case with the lawyers and everything, and but he just seems to get on with his golf. And I think this is going to give him peace of mind. You know, the more you win, the more you believe you can win. And I'm sure that it could be 6 to 10 to 14 by the time we see his career end.
We saw Tiger Woods come back this week to the majors. Rob, Tiger obviously didn't have the week he would want, but do you see Rory now as the man of golf right now?
Right now I see a ding-dong battle between Adam Scott and Rory McIlroy. I think they are the two best players in the world, and I think they are going to have it pretty much between themselves. You know, and with the likes of Fowler and And if Sergio gets in a run, Sergio. There's a whole bunch of other players, but I think the two best players in the world right now are Adam Scott and Rory McIlroy. And they're going to go ding dong, the two of those, which is fantastic because, you know, you talked about Mickelson and Woods. Well, you know, that era's, they can still win majors for sure, but they're not going to dominate. The dominant golfers will be Adam Scott and Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, we should mention Adam Scott finished highest of those that were on the wrong side of the draw Thursday and Friday, 66 from him on Sunday to finish in a tie for fifth. But it was the Spaniard Sergio Garcia and the American Ricky Fowler that made it a stunning contest, didn't they, on this final day. And again, Sergio came so close, yet so far.
He needs this for birdie for a round of 66. And he taps it in. And he goes to 15 under par. What a round of golf. And, well, this is quite superb. He looks like a matador in the middle of the green, takes his cap off and his hand held high with the cap, turns in a complete circle and acknowledges all the applause. There's not a seat to be had here, of course, but that truly is a wonderful round of golf for Sergio Garcia, who yet again has come so, so close to winning a major.
It was, I don't know, I mean, tried to make it as close as possible, and it got fairly close within two. Obviously, got off to a very, very good start through 10, which were most of the holes that you could maybe get a little bit of a score. Then 11 to 14 was a bit tougher, playing into the wind of the left, which is always difficult. And then had a pretty good finish. I would have loved to hit a little bit of a better putt on 17, but you know, when you're standing there feeling like you can't make a mistake, it's, you know, it's always a little bit too much pressure, I guess. But it was a great experience. I love this championship, and the cheer on 18, everything, but the whole day, but the cheer on 18. I mean, yeah. I thought I was gonna faint there. That's one of the reasons why I love this championship so much, and I would love to win it then at some point. That would definitely make my career. But even if I don't, I have so many great memories from it, and I'm sure there'll be more to come.
Yeah, he says he'd love to win, and I'm sure many would love him to win it. A 66 for him today, a second runner-up. I think it's 8 top 10s now at the Open itself for Sergio Garcia. Will there be any regrets from him, Paul?
You'd have to ask him that, but I wouldn't have thought so, Rich. I mean, he gave it his all today, and as he did throughout the week. He's played some fantastic golf. An odd mistake here and there eliminates those. He could be holding the claret jug, but we don't know whether Rory would have had another gear to go on. Sergio today pulled out all the stops. He was fantastic today. He wanted to win that from early doors. He was fist pumping. He was shouting at the golf ball to do what it was told. He was so much in the zone. He was fantastic. Kept his emotions under control, and the quality of the control of his ball flight was exceptional, because it wasn't all just low links type shots. He could flight the ball when he wanted to. His touch around the green was sensational, and it was a brilliant performance from Sergio.
As it was as well, Gordon, from Ricky Fowler, his major record this year, fifth at the Masters, second at the US Open, second at the Open. It's a pretty impressive track record in 2014.
Yeah, I watched him a couple of years ago at Lytham, and I thought, this guy can play here. This guy is going to do very well round links courses, because he plays all the shots. And today he plays some very smart plays where he was in trouble, wedged it out, wedged it on the green, and I think he's played well above his age in experience and how to get round a links course. And I think we're going to see an awful lot of Ricky Fowler. I called it at the beginning of the week that I thought he would have a really good run at this tournament, and he did. And I think he's got everything in the bag as well. He looked so cool out on the golf course, not just because he's got a lovely baseball hat and orange, but he just looks like he's ready to be in that position.
Okay, well, let's mention a few of the other players that performed well here this week. Jim Furyk finished in fourth on his own, around a 65. We mentioned Adam Scott, but also his compatriot Mark Leishman finishing alongside him on 12 under par. Leishman equaling the best round of the day, a 65. Furyk had it. Chris Wood had one. So did Shane Lowry, too. Furyk making a six-footer on the last for that 65. The former US Open champion on 16 under. He gave us his thoughts on the course afterwards.
It was breezier today, really, than it was yesterday, but I think a lot of it had to do with where the pin placements were, and I think in this westerly, or I guess it was maybe a west-northwest wind today, I feel like the golf course is a little more accessible. The fives play a lot shorter, so the fives are a lot more accessible, and I felt like where the pins were today, there was about four or five holes where you couldn't get to the pin, but a lot of them the wind was pushing the ball towards the pin. I felt like as soft as the greens were, you could get to a lot of them today, and scoring was out there.
Jim Furyk finishing at 13 under par. Another strong final round came from Rory's good friend Graham McDowell at 67 with a superb eagle at the last. He was asked if this championship has been great to be a part of.
For sure. I mean, you know, a real compact course here. You hear explosions going up all over the place, and you know, it's very easy to pick out a Rory roar from someone else, you know, and great to be part of. You know, my caddy said to me, knock this onto the green here on 18 and really enjoy this walk. It's the greatest walk in world golf, you know, the 18 at the Open Championship. I'd love to walk down it someday, walking towards a claret jug, that's for sure.
Yeah, been a good week for the Europeans, really. De Buisson, McDowell, Lowry, Modinari, of course, Sergio Garcia, and naturally Rory McIlroy, all up there, Paul. Paul McGinley won't be too disappointed with what he's seen either.
Paul will be delighted because, I mean, Gordon will be able to tell us just the atmosphere and the nerves of a Ryder Cup as opposed to an Open Championship when you've got your teammates, whatever. But Paul is seeing his team play on a Sunday and play well in major championships. They're all coming into form. I don't think it's too early in the season, but he will be delighted, as European golfers. You know, as world golfers, let's think, you know, it's easy to say it's Europe versus America, etc. Well, we know that is the case in a Ryder Cup, but we're talking about the game of golf. I think we are so fortunate at this moment in time to have so many fantastic young players, skillful and ambassadors for our game. They support our game really well.
And what about the 2013 winner, the now ex-champion, of course, Phil Mickelson, signing off his Open Championship defence with a birdie on 18. A 68 that left him on 5 under par. But all he was thinking about now is next year's championship.
Knowing how great it felt to win this tournament makes me want to work harder and get ready and prepared for St. Andrews next year. I can't think of a better site, golf course, to win any tournament ever on than St. Andrews. And to have the Open back is it's a great opportunity, and I'll be working hard to try to get it back.
I'm sure he will. Tom Watson's going to be playing in that 2005 Open Championship. Could well be his last, Gordon. But what about him today? A 64-year-old shooting a round of 68 to finish on one over par overall.
He never fails to impress, does he? He's just been my hero since 1975. And I think he loves links golf, and everybody loves him as well. It's extraordinary how he keeps going. The courses have got longer and longer. It doesn't seem to bother Tom. He just plays the golf course as is in front of him. He's incredibly impressive. He's a one-off.
And you take him on next week?
I am going to play against him.
At the Senior British Open at Royal Porthcawl. I'm sure you're looking forward to that as well. What about Tiger then? He looked like he could have been the story of this Open Championship after a super 69 on day one when he had started bogey-bogey. But too many mistakes contributed to an overall score of 6 over par, having just made the cut with a birdie on Friday. So not his best Open Championship, that's for sure, for Tiger. But he feels there's plenty of reasons to be optimistic.
I know how to play links golf. I know how to grind it out on these golf courses, and hitting the shots, I thought I could, you know, get around here. I did the first day. You know, after a bad start, I got it back. And unfortunately, as I said, I made too many mistakes with the doubles and triples. I've got more game time under my belt. Obviously, there's a lot of things I need to work on, but I haven't been able to work on a lot. I was down for 3 months, so I'm just now starting to come back. I'm still building. I'm still working on my game, and I'm still getting stronger and faster.
Yeah, a lot to ask, wasn't it? I know at the start of the week, Robert, he said only first would be acceptable, but he made the cut. That was acceptable, wasn't it?
I think he played 4 rounds and didn't withdraw due to any sort of injury problems with his back. I think that's a positive for Tiger Woods. You know, you always worry when you have surgery like that done that, well, is it going to work? Is it not going to work? And he's come back very quickly. Graham Dillette, the Canadian, had the same surgery. It took him 12 months to come back. Tiger's come back in relatively just a few weeks, to be honest. So if he's come back and his body continues to improve, then that in itself is great news for him.
Yeah, I mentioned the best round of the day is Furyk. Lowry, Leishman, Wood, all with rounds of 65. Wood finishing on 7 under the day, and of course, he was very happy. No bogeys on the card, I think, for the 26-year-old since the ninth hole of his third round. But what will the Englishman do next?
Well, I need to keep going on what we're working on now. Get back to hitting my natural shape. Find a bit more consistency. Chucking in 165 is all right, but I need to back it up with three other rounds in the 60s or sort of low 70s. So that'll be the sort of target over the next couple of weeks, and then I go to the States for the USPGA. I've always been there or thereabouts, but I struggle a little bit with confidence. And clearly, I was the first 3 days this week. But I really should learn to have a little bit more belief in myself, because I can play, and I think that won't do me any harm at all.
I'm sure you've had a few chats with him, Gordon, and I know him pretty well. Is that some of the words that you've used to him?
Well, actually, that was the first time I heard that he lacked a bit of confidence, and maybe that tells in his record, because I think Chris is a very, very good player. We've seen it a couple of times in the Open before. He shoots 65 today, but it's actually putting it all together for four rounds. As he says, it's fine shooting 165, but he's got to back it up with something decent around him. He's a wonderful player, and it's a great insight. He says, I lack in confidence. You never believe that if you saw him.
Sure. It's that time, though, isn't it, where we bring you the shot of the championship. Well, how about this for its significance in deciding the destination of the claret jug?
Everybody's eyes on him. Thousands watch this shot come in, and it is high, and it is launched at the middle of the green, and it is trying to find the target, getting closer and closer. Release down. That's the grandstand finish. Keep going, you little beauty.
Well, what a shot that is. That may be, we've said it before, but that may be the shot of the day.
Indeed, the shot of the championship as well. Rory Eagle on the final hole on Saturday evening to give him that 6-shot lead. Your final thoughts then, Paul, on this year's championship. It's been a memorable one once again.
It has for many reasons. Congratulations to the R&A. Congratulations to Royal Liverpool Golf Club for putting on such a great show. The fans that came out, it wasn't easy yesterday with the weather, and more than anything, the young players that have come through and played so superbly well. It really has been a fantastic week of golf.
Yeah, historical in the ways we talked about Rory, and then, of course, the 2-tee start on Saturday for the first time in the championship's history. I suppose Rory McIlroy, though, has left the biggest mark on this year's Open, hasn't he?
I think he's left the biggest impression on everybody. You know, he's won his third major championship at the age of 25, his third different major championship at the age of 25. He's won an Open, the one that a lot of people, naysayers, felt that he might not ever win an Open championship. Well, here he is holding the claret jug, and we go to St Andrews next year, which he absolutely loves. It's going to be a fabulous 12 months now between now and the next Open championship, but a fantastic week. I mean, the weather played its part. We had those heavy breezes on Friday, and those that had the wrong part of the draw had to cope with that. And Hoylake was just a magnificent venue. The course superintendent just did a great job with this place. And I thought the R&A did a great job with their staging team. The way they did the grandstanding out in the golf course and the advent of the new digital leaderboards around the golf course was tremendous. First-class tournament. And again, it's produced a brilliant champion.
Yeah, and Gordon, I know we're sometimes quick to jump on things, you know, and say this has happened now because Rory's won the Open, but does feel like there is a little bit of a changing of the guard now with a new breed of talent coming through.
Well, as I said at the beginning of the week, I wanted the young boys to show up, and they have definitely shown up. I think the golf course was set up incredibly fair. We didn't have any of this silly rough that you could have to hack out. And I'm really pleased for Ricky that he's getting so close to it, but Rory was just standout brilliant this week.
He is our champion golfer of the year for 2014. Rory McIlroy with a 4-round total of 17 under par, winning the 2014 Open Championship by 2 shots. Congratulations to him. Our thanks, of course, to our on-course commentators this week, to Richard Boxall, to Matt Adams, to Ron Jones, to Paul Ills, to Robert Lee and Gordon Brown Jr. I'm Richard Kaufman. Thank you so much for all your company this week. A big thanks as well to all our production team, without whom all this wouldn't have been possible. To Steve, Ollie, Rob, Alex, Tim, Lee and Ella. A big well done to you all. We look forward to your company in a year's time as well at the home of golf at St Andrews. Until then, for the Open 2015, from all of us at Royal Liverpool Golf Club on At The Open Radio, goodbye for now.
You've been listening to At The Open Radio on 87.7 FM and around the world on opengolf.com.